On the night he was betrayed, Jesus took bread and wine, gave thanks, and said, "This is my body, this is my blood. Do this in remembrance of me." And we do, religiously. "Was ever a commandment so obeyed?" asks Dom Gregory Dix, Benedictine monk and theologian. For century after century, spreading slowly to every continent and country and among every race on earth, this action has been done. In every conceivable human circumstance, for every conceivable human need, from infancy and beyond it to extreme old age and after it, the people of God have found no better thing than this to do. At coronations, executions, weddings, for those who are sick or dying, for a good crop, for a student taking exams, for armies heading into battle, for an old monk on the 50th anniversary of his vows. One could fill many pages with the reasons why the faithful have done this, and not tell a hundredth part of them. And best of all, week by week and month by month, on 100,000 successive Sundays, faithfully, unfailingly, across all the parishes of Christendom. On the night he was betrayed, Jesus took a towel and a basin of water, washed his disciples' feet, and said, "As I have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet." And we do, once a year anyway, some of us. There are those who look forward to it. They come in flip-flops, maybe they've washed their feet or gotten a pedicure ahead of time. Then there are those who dread it or even stay away. It's too uncomfortable, too intimate, too something they can't quite name. Two commands, one so obeyed, and the other so not. Some object to the foot washing, right, because it is outdated. We don't travel by foot that much anymore. When we walk, we have the latest in walking shoes and socks, just the right blend of materials to absorb the impact, the dirt, and the sweat. When our feet get dirty, we take a shower. What does foot washing have to do with us here and now? There is a liturgical mystery series that I have quite enjoyed with titles like "The Tenor Wore Tap Shoes," "The Mezzo Wore Mink," "The Alto Wore Tweed." The stories take place in a small town. The main character, Hayden, is the chief of police and also the organist choirmaster at the local Episcopal church. Crime solving mixed with church humor. During the Holy Week planning meeting in "The Sopranos Wore Falsettos," new staff member Brenda wants to make the Monday-Thursday service more relevant. She plans to update things by having shoes shined instead of feet washed. There will be two stations with electric shoe polishers. You'll have to read the book to learn how it all turns out. However, I will say that more than one person is dismayed to discover the electric polishers have only black polish. Not so good for those wearing red or beige shoes or sandals. My dear friends, we Episcopalians are people of symbol. Communion and foot washing are symbols, signs of deep truths. A piece of bread and a sip of wine does not really make a nutritionally balanced meal, yet somehow we are nourished by it, sustained, and even transformed. The great thing about symbols is that they can mean more than one thing. Foot washing could be about Jesus taking our dirty, weary, vulnerable selves and washing them and us with his love. It could be about the old order passing away. If Jesus will not claim his rightful superiority as teacher and Lord, how will Peter or any of us be able to claim superiority over anyone? In the new order, all are equal, all members of the family of God. Or it could be about service, how we are called to wash and be washed. A few years ago, my sister fell while skiing and dislocated a ligament in her thumb. Right hand, of course, and she is right-handed. She needed surgery and a cast on her hand for 6 weeks. Her husband needed to cut up her food, open jars, and drive her everywhere. And most challenging of all, he was assigned tasks having to do with hair and makeup. He was a very good sport about it. She was incredibly grateful, although she did confess some surprise that her husband, the engineer, had so much trouble mastering the hair blower and brush technique. He was washing her feet. She was letting him do it. I bet you can think of your own examples of symbolic foot washing. Times you have done it. Fed the hungry. Visited those in prison. Made a phone call. Sent a card. And times you have received it by sharing a burden too heavy to carry alone. Accepting a shoulder to cry on or a hand to hold. Theologian and writer Frederick Buechner says, if you want to know who you really are, as distinct from who you like to think you are, keep an eye on where your feet take you. Sometimes we deliberately choose where we will go. And sometimes, as novelist Niall Williams says, sometimes, by a treaty between body and mind, your feet have a way of bringing you to where you need to go. However we get there, we are called to serve one another and be served, to wash and to be washed. And because we are a people of symbol, when we participate in communion and foot washing, we remember and participate in their deeper meanings. Communion and foot washing are expressions of Jesus' love poured out for us. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Tonight, let us bask in that love. There is so much hard stuff in our world right now. And the hardest stuff in the Jesus story is coming tomorrow. Soon enough, it will be time to go with him to the cross. And soon enough, it will be time to ask, what are we going to do with all that love? How will we use our bodies and our feet to fulfill that new commandment to love one another as he has loved us? But just for tonight, let's bask in the love. Amen.